This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden challenged Republicans to help save democracy during his sometimes fiery State of the Union message. Biden ticked off his economic achievements and called for fair taxation of big business and the wealthy. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, the president also chided GOP lawmakers for blocking an immigration bill containing the reforms they demanded.
The president is accurate in saying that this was a bill that had many conservative priorities. In fact, it was a bill in which he was repeatedly getting criticized by the left within progressives within his own party who did not agree with the stepped-up enforcement. And so, it is a good challenge to pose to Republicans and to, I think, make that contrast clear to many voters. And this is what Democrats are hoping to do in the months ahead.
NPR's Asma Khalid. In an emotional response to the State of the Union address, Alabama Senator Katie Britt attacked President Biden's policies on the economy, immigration, and his competency. She called Biden's remarks the performance of a perpetual politician who's been in public office longer than she's been alive. Britt also declared that the American dream is elusive for many families. An independent report on the 2022 massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, finds no fault with the local police response, despite failures in communication and leadership. The Texas newsroom, Sergio Martinez-Bertran, has more.
According to the report, none of the 25 Uvalde officers violated policy when they responded to the shooting, despite waiting 77 minutes to kill the gunman. The report blamed families who rushed to the school that day for compromising the police response. The investigation also exonerates Mariano Pargas, the acting Uvalde Police Department chief, the day of the shooting. Veronica Mata, mother of 10-year-old victim Tess, slammed the report's findings.
All this is, it's a pact. It's a brother's pact. You protect your own.
Earlier this year, the Department of Justice found cascading failures of leadership, decision-making, tactics, policy, and training. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Martinez-Beltran in Austin.
Russia is warning the U.S. against meddling in its presidential elections later this month. Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
Russia's foreign ministry summoned U.S. Ambassador to Russia Lynn Tracy to issue a formal warning ahead of the vote. A ministry statement said any U.S. efforts to interfere in Russia's internal affairs or sow disinformation would be suppressed, and it threatened the expulsion of U.S. Embassy staff. The diplomatic reprimand appears in part a response to Ambassador Tracy joining other foreign dignitaries and thousands of Russians at the funeral for opposition leader Alexei Navalny in Moscow last week. In a related move, the ministry also criminalized the work of three American educational exchange programs, alleging they were U.S. government fronts to promote anti-Russian values and recruit spies. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading. This is NPR. Voters in Ireland go to the polls today to decide on two referendums. One proposal would broaden the definition of family. The other would eliminate a 1939 document on women's duties in the home. Results are expected on Saturday. Hong Kong's government has submitted a full draft of a proposed national security bill. If passed, NPR's Emily Fang reports that the measure would further strengthen the region's control over dissent.
The proposed bill would create five additional offenses that can be punished by up to life in prison. The offenses include mutiny, disaffection, and espionage. Authorities in Hong Kong have been trying to implement such a bill since the early 2000s. And some version of the national security legislation is required by Hong Kong's constitution, though mass protests in 2003 foiled an initial attempt. The proposed legislation this time around is meant to complement a national security law Beijing already implemented in Hong Kong in 2020. That law shut down most dissent in the region, but Hong Kong authorities have argued additional legislation is needed to complete the region's security systems. Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei.
Legislation moving in Congress would effectively ban TikTok. The measure would require TikTok's China-backed owner to divest from the video-sharing app. U.S. officials say the legislation is needed to address national security concerns. The White House says the bill still needs some work before the president will endorse it. U.S. intelligence officials are concerned that ByteDance could use TikTok to gather data on Americans and control the information that they see online. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.